And we're tracking Hurricane Irma, which has hit several Caribbean islands as it heads to Puerto Rico, where the governor has asked President Trump to declare a state of emergency to give the U.S. territory access to federal emergency funds at a time when it's trying to reconcile more than $70 billion in debt load in bankruptcy court. FEMA has already sent more than 500 officials to the island. We want to check in with reporter Miguel Santiago of Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico. Miguel, what is going on the island right now?
Great part of the island's really worried. We don't have a great electricity infrastructure. Yeah. Big places around the island are expected to be affected, floods.
Well, and you've had to evacuate the radio station where you work because of high winds. Where are you now?
I'm at my home. We were having some high winds. Now it's pretty calm, but we're expected to receive even more in the afternoon. We're trying to take precautions as great as we can.
Irma with 180 mile per hour winds and gusts, I think, was 220 last I checked. But what happens on an island? I mean, you can evacuate a state and try to drive to another one, but where do people go?
We have various shelters around the island. The government announced that it had close to 700 people on shelters. Mostly all we can do is just stay in our homes. Most of our homes are built on cement, so they can sustain the high winds.
Do you go in your basement, or what do you plan on doing?
Well, most houses here
don't have
a basement.
Right.
Yeah.
Schools? Are there schools that are cinder block? I mean, what?
Yes. Schools are normally used as shelters. We have people with civilians with wooden houses, so those have to leave. Some people live close by rivers and just huge bodies of water that are really dangerous, even though the house can be safe, but all around it can't. The road is the one that gets most affected by the heavy rains and the winds.
Are shelves empty? We're hearing that food and water's gone.
By Monday or Sunday, stores were pretty low on water and food. Certainly, as I said, you know, it's part of a protocol, so people grab as much food, as much water as possible.
And by the way, we hear a noise behind you. What, is that generators?
Yes, those are generators. We, at the moment, we don't have power. You know, since we get a lot of alerts of tropical storms, hurricanes, you know, we've been like a week trying to be prepared. So some people are turning on their generators so they can maybe cook a little. But it's pretty much the sound you'll hear throughout the most of the island.
Look, this is an awesome storm. Is there fear?
Well, you know, funny thing, you mentioned it, most of newer generations here in Puerto Rico haven't really experienced a hurricane. Hurricane George swept by in 1998, which was Category 3. I believe Irma is Category 5. So most of us just don't know what to expect. So we're just waiting patiently. I mean, we've seen videos on social media. We're trying to be as careful as we can. The government, too, is trying to be as careful as they can. You know, high winds, you know, we've never experienced something like that. Less even a Category 5 swept by almost 100 years ago. So I don't think anybody alive has experienced a hurricane of this magnitude.
Well, Miguel Santiago, again with Puerto Rico's Radio Universidad, we wish you all the best and thank you for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you for reporting. I really appreciate it.
Best of luck.